Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe.
All right, let's go right to him. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, columnist over there, doing a lot of great work, as he usually does. Omar, good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, Joe, that seems so weird to say, but yes, it is true. Omar Kelly of Miami Herald.
That's all right. You know what? It says a lot, man. It says a lot, and they wanted to have you, and football and the Dolphins are obviously important. And so I got to ask you, what was your take, first of all, on Odell Beckham Jr. signing and being able to get him for, what, a $3 million guaranteed with high incentives? I love that deal.
Oh, yeah. I think it was a great deal. It was a little surprising to me just from the standpoint of when they drafted two receivers, two slot receivers in the late rounds. I just figured that was the route they were going. Chris Greer basically said nothing is imminent with the Beckham deal, but it seems like Mike McDaniel just continued to press it and press it and press it. And from what I understand, I think the two other suitors were the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. And while those aren't great locations, and I'm sure Odell Beckham is really high on the location of where he plays,
yes,
I think he believes in what Mike McDaniel can do and will do with his career. And really, he's a player. He's 31, but he doesn't have that much mileage in him just because of the 3 years that he spent rehabbing injuries. So I think that this could be a resurgence for him in terms of what he's able to do as an NFL player, especially when he's not asked to play 1,000 snaps in the season.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, I'm with you on that, and I think he can give those guys a little bit of a rest on the outside as well as they can all play together. But I think more than that, I think Mike McDaniel sold him on a game plan on how he's going to use him, and I think he realizes he's got a chance to have more than 35 catches, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I don't have a problem with what his contributions were last year with the Baltimore Ravens. Now, obviously, they paid a lot for that contribution. But, you know, he and that's the thing. In his film, when you watched it, you broke it down because I initially hadn't, and I thought it didn't make any sense. And then I watched what role he played and what he brings in terms of his catch radius, in terms of his sure hands, in terms of his toughness, and ability to run seam routes and still be effective. You know, he can really serve a role, help you in the red zone. He can serve a role that's really missing from a skill set standpoint in this receiving core. I mean, before he got here, it was just a squad of Smurfs and Eric Uzukama, who we all know hasn't really proven he can be reliable. And now you've got two receivers with some size that can play with a little bit of power. And that doesn't even include the tight end, Jody Fortson, who was a receiver in his career. So with that addition, and then the addition of Jonnu Smith, you're adding four new weapons to the passing game. that could just add a completely different element to the offense that the Miami Dolphins didn't have last year.
Yeah, no, by the way, I agree. This all of a sudden, this looks like a huge upgrade, plus the youngsters and how they end up fitting into this thing, plus what you brought back. I agree. But, hey, the other thing is, boy, I look at it, they're counting on a lot of guys this year in the 30-year-old club. If this thing is about winning right now, Tyreek 30, Teron 32, Jalen Ramsey going to be 30 during the season, Raheem Mostert 32, Poyer 34, and Odell Beckham 31. They're counting on a lot of guys in the 30 club, though, this year.
That's five. I don't think that's a heavy load or a heavy number. Hell, I still want to add Calais Campbell. I want
those. Oh, no, we may not be. Yeah, we may not be done. By the way, you think that's it? Could still be in the works?
Yeah, I think it can be, especially when they get the money back. Right now, I didn't even think they had the money to sign Odell Beckham right at this very minute. But when they get to June 1st and they get the $18.5 million Xavier Howard, yeah. I think it's going to open up a ton of possibilities in terms of players who, you know, Calais Campbell is not participating in any OTAs or training camp. He's going to show up for training camp, and he's going to be in good shape if he wants to play. And I still don't know if he does. Calais has been laying low. He's probably in that, you know, do I want to go through this again? But if I thought Calais was done playing in the NFL, he'd be doing TV right now. So I definitely don't think he's finished. The question is, well, what do they want to use that money for? And you could certainly use it to basically pay for the future of your team, which is, you know, Javon Holland, and they don't need the money to pay for Tua, but, you know, certainly that's something that they want to do. I think you create cap space if you restructure Tua right now, but they have the potential to continue to add and improve on this team. And I think if there were areas that they can enhance, I think they can add another safety, a veteran safety, and there are tons out there. I think they can add a guard or a backup center. There are a couple that are still available, and I think they need defensive line help. I mean, unless they're just going to go with a heavy rotation of defensive linemen, and they certainly can since they added seven, you need a veteran who can play five technique and be on that edge in a 3-4 front, and that's Calais. I mean, the writing's on the wall. You could either do that or you could bring Emmanuel Ogba back on the cheap. I think they still got a couple of holes that they still need to fit to add on the front line, and Calais just looks perfect fit for Miami.
I would be shocked if Emmanuel Ogba, who is still a free agent, yeah, comes back. That would
absolutely
surprise you a little bit.
That would shock me as well. Yeah. But I am a little surprised that he hasn't signed with anybody.
You mentioned it, safety. It just looks like we don't have enough safeties. I agree with you that you need more depth at that position. And then the right guard one, too, and I'm putting them together, and you can comment. Does Rob Jones – I just feel like Rob Jones getting a first crack at this. Am I missing something?
I think Liam gets the first crack, and here's the reason why. Liam has the high draft pick investment, not only the high pick of a second-round selection, but remember, they traded a third-round pick the next year for him. So Liam is really the equivalent of a first-round pick, and he's going into his fourth year. They continue to talk Liam up. I think he'll get the first shot at it. And I really did like how he played at right guard. If people want to be critical of Liam, and I'm one of those people, so let me not act like I'm not throwing stones. I was critical of Liam last year, but the way that he played at the end of the season, especially hurt, at filling in at center, which is not an easy thing to do, it was admirable. Now, give him an opportunity to settle in at right guard and see how he does. And I think that because of the high draft pick investment, Chris Kerr always favors going with guys that he's made an investment of a high draft pick in.
Yeah, but saying that, and I get it, but I don't see Chris Greer calling in anybody going, you know, I moved up to get this guy. I gave away a draft pick. I don't think you do that to your coordinators. I just don't.
You don't. You don't, but if Butch Barry has a high opinion of Liam as well.
Well, that's different. If that carries weight right there. Butch has earned that.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, and I'm a Butch Barry fan. I'm a Butch Barry fanboy. So if Butch Barry says, based on his performance last year, Butch Barry says Liam Eichenberg can get the job done at right guard, I'm not questioning Butch. Like, I know he came in and from his what he did at University of Miami and then how things ended in Denver, we threw stones at Butch Bowery. We questioned a hire. But based on what he did last year or what he had, that man worked magic. And if he could, if he says that Liam Eikenberg's my starting right guard, I'm not questioning.
I want to ask you this question, and if I asked you before, you think they sit down Tyreek and say, "Hey, Ty, we still want you to be explosive and have a big year, but we're going to take a couple of targets we're going to treat you a little bit more like Raheem Mostert and cut mm-hmm. back so you're healthy late in the season." I don't think it would fly with Tyreek, but you think they make a point to keep him out of the 170 target club?
I don't know. That's a tough one right there, just because I know Tyreek still envisions himself as being the first receiver to produce 2,000 yards. And I think he can do that. But if it means holding him, because people don't realize this, but Raheem hated being held out of practice all season. He hated it. He thought it was disrespectful. And certainly Mike didn't care. And Mike did what he wanted to do. It benefited Raheem till he got hurt late in the year.
And that's why they did it. Exactly why why it ended up happening. You're right.
Yeah. Now, if it benefits Tyreek that he's held out of practice every Wednesday and allows him to produce the way that he has produced for 17 games, I don't think he'll and allows him to set the record, I don't think he'll care or will be crying about it. And people are so bothered by the fact that Tyreek wants to set the record and bothered by the fact that Mike McDaniel just continues to feed him. But the reality is they have the number one offense taking that approach. And what people don't realize is Tyreek rotates in and out of the game like crazy. And when he's off the field, that gives a player like Odell Beckham or Jalen Waddle or right. Raheem Mostert or Devon Achane an opportunity to carry the offense and make plays. And then you put the best weapon in the NFL back on the field. Like, name me a better weapon in the NFL than Tyreek Hill in the last 2 years. Who was it?
No one had more explosive plays. No one.
Who was it? So all of this obsession about, we feed Tyreek too much, or we go to Tyreek too much, or we lean on Tyreek too much. You had the number one offense in the NFL last year doing this. Why would you change anything?
Well, just because he was banged up a lot at the end of the year and had some drop balls on some crossing routes because he was already sore, and he goes, I'm living for another snap.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If we could figure out a strategy that could get Tyreek to 17 games at 80%, would I take it? Yes.
Yeah.
And you might be right. That might mean being put on a Raheem Mostert program. And whether you like it or not, Tyreek, and it's funny because I dealt with the players, like Kendall Lamb was like that too, where he's like, he's pissed off that they won't let him practice. And that's part of the reason I love that team, because Raheem was pissed off. Kendall Lamb was pissed off. You know, Teron certainly wasn't pissed off because Teron understands, what's going on. But guys hated the fact that they sat them, but there they were, trying to make it to the end of the season. And will Mike McDaniel come up with a master plan the medical staff? Yeah. So you're right. It might. I never thought about it until you mentioned it, but it might mean Tyreek doesn't practice every Wednesday.
Hey, so I leave you with this. We still got to get something this year out of the draft class, right? The seven guys. We still need some production and guys to play. Please don't hit me with the future. Please.
Rushers. Okay, the pass rushers, yes.
Yes. That's a good start.
Patrick Paul, maybe if something happens to Teron, but I still think he's behind Kendall Lamb.
Yes.
And then the two slot receivers, I don't know. Jalen Wright maybe have to help you on special teams or prove what he can do, but in training camp we'll see. But certainly those pass rushers, Joe, they got to help you in the first 2 months of the season. Yeah. So yeah, I'll give you the pass rushers, but that's about it.
All right. All right, it's a good start. You're coming around. Omar, thank you. I appreciate it. What do you got coming up in the Herald today? What are you and Barry doing?
I have a podcast out now about the Odell Beckham signing. It's called Dolphins in Depth. I know everybody's used to what I was doing with All Dolphins, but Dolphins in Depth. Me and Barry, come on. When are you ever going to get Barry on a podcast? And then tomorrow we've got one coming out with Emory Hunt, sort of breaking down some of these undrafted players and basically the depth of the draft and going into the Washington brothers add. We had the Marx brothers. Can we call them the Washington brothers?
If they work out like the Marx brothers, you call them whatever you want if they're as good as Duplicate. Of course. We got ways to go, though. Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Right. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.